Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of God's Word that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Ghost has caused to be recorded in Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17, where we read as follows in Jesus' name. Finally, my brothers, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The famous 20th century Lutheran theologian Rudolf Bultmann argued that modern man no longer believed in a world inhabited by angels and demons. Bultmann claimed that the Christian church would have to scrap tired old myths that no longer served the purpose of teaching the faith, so he set out to demythologize the Bible. The existence of the spirit world was discarded as ancient superstition. We need to teach the old truth, he claimed, but without the old myths that are no longer believable. Bultmann is dead and gone. Nowadays, folks are more open to a spiritual reality out there beyond our senses. They don't necessarily discard the existence of angels and devils. They're much more open-minded about the spirit world. But being open-minded is not enough. We need to open our minds to the truth and close them to lies. Our text before us from Ephesians chapter 6 is a call to arms. St. Paul challenges us Christians to do battle with the devil and his angels. Moses describes the modus operandi of the devil in Genesis 3, where the devil said to Eve, "Has God indeed said, 'You shall not eat of every tree of the garden?'" Of course, God said no such thing. He said that they must not eat of one specific tree in the middle of the garden. But he opened up Eve's mind to question God's word. When she continued to dialogue with the devil, he followed his subtle questioning with a direct lie. "You will not surely die." But they died. Jesus described the devil with these words. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. The devil is a liar and a murderer. He kills, he murders by means of his lies. And the fact that you cannot see the devil walking around does not mean that he does not exist. Rudolf Bultmann was a fool. The devil is no mere myth. He is not the personification of evil. He is a real person, an intelligent being. He can think and he can act. He can exercise his will. Now, he has no body. He isn't flesh and blood, but he is a spirit. In the beginning, when God created everything visible and invisible, he was an archangel of God. He rebelled against God. And in rebelling against God, he brought many angels with him. St. Paul describes the battle that we Christians must wage against the devil and his fellow demons with the words, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." We need to identify false teaching that is dangerous to the soul. And you can hardly identify false teaching without naming those who teach the false teaching. The Bible always does so. That means the church has to do so. But when we identify purveyors of false and soul-destroying teaching, we need to remember that the true author of all false teaching is the father of lies and the murderer of souls. It is the devil himself. St. Paul warned Timothy about the doctrines of demons. Just as the Holy Scriptures did not have their origin in the will or mind of men, just so false and unscriptural doctrine has a source outside of man. God is the author of the saving truth. The devil is the author of spiritual lies. The cosmic battle between God and the devil wages, and we are participants in it. St. Paul tells us to do battle. We don't fight with our own strength. We fight with the strength of God. Not only will the devil attempt to falsify God's word, he will also promote false teaching that appears to be no big deal. But the truth is always a big deal. And that is why the apostle tells us to put on that belt of truth. The truth holds the armor together. The truth opposes all lies, all deception, all falsehood. You don't fight fire with fire. You fight fire with water. Next, he mentions the breastplate of righteousness. Now, they would put the breastplate over their heart to protect themselves from deadly wounds. The devil is going to attack you where you are weak. He's going to locate your sin, and he's going to strike where you are vulnerable. And this is how he does it. He points to your failure to love God, your failure to love your neighbor. He points to your sin, your disobedience to God's commandments. He points to your sin as proof that he has already won the victory over you. So what do? You point to Christ. You say, "He is my righteousness." Sure, you can find fault in me, but you cannot find fault in him. See if Jesus ever sinned. See if he ever thought an evil thought or said an evil word or did an evil deed. You cannot touch me because Christ is my righteousness. The breastplate of righteousness is the righteousness of Christ that protects my heart from the devil's attacks. He mentions not only the belt of truth and the breastplate of righteousness, but he also mentions having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. You have to be able to move your feet. You have to move quickly here and there and not trip, not slip. And so the shoes that we wear are the gospel of peace. We have peace with God. We have peace with one another. Even when we're waging war and fighting the battle against the devil and all his lies, even when we are at war, we are fighting as those who have the peace of God that passes all understanding. The next weapon he mentions is the shield of faith. Now, the shield of faith moves quickly. As the arrows of the devil come at us from all sides, these fiery darts come from every direction. But faith It is both constant and moving. It is constant. It stays focused on Christ, but it moves to face a variety of threats to it. Faith says, God said it, that settles it. Faith says, Christ has defeated the devil, and that victory is mine. And that is how faith quenches the darts of the evil one. Next, he mentions the helmet of salvation. A helmet keeps you from being disoriented. He strikes you on the head, he hits. And then what happens if you're not protected in the head? You forget who you are, where you are. You don't know what's going on. The helmet of salvation keeps our mind sharp. We don't forget who we are. It's a helmet of salvation. We don't forget that we are saved. God has rescued us from our sins, and this is what keeps our head clear. Finally, he mentions the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. It's the last weapon mentioned, and it is the only offensive weapon that he mentions. And that's because the only weapon any Christian needs to use against the devil, the only weapon he needs, is the Word of God. It cannot fail. It cannot fail because the Word of God is what pronounces the devil defeated. The Word of God is what pronounces us forgiven. The Word of God cannot be in error. It cannot mislead. When Jesus fought against the devil, fought against his temptations after his temptation, after he was fasting in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, how did he respond to the devil's temptations? He said, "It is written." Now, Christians can fail here by relying on something other than the Word to do battle. They rely on their piety. They rely on their clever arguments. They rely on their emotions. They rely on all sorts of things, on some rational type of a disproving of. No, you rely on the clear Word. And what that means is you read it, you mark, learn, and inwardly digest the Word. The Word is a twofold word. To the devil, it is, he shall crush your head. To the devil, it is, Christ has triumphed over all evil power on the cross. To the devil, that word is a word of defeat. And for us sinners, it is a word of absolution. Because when God, for the sake of Christ's holy obedience and death on the cross, forgives us, when he tells us we're forgiven, this is what drives the devil away. This is what forces him away. Because when God forgives us, he is crushing the devil underfoot. You're never going to defeat the devil on the basis of your own goodness, your own works, your own strength, your own prayers. You want to fight the devil. You want to fight the devil. You hold up to him Jesus and the forgiveness of sins that Jesus has given you. And when you claim your status as a saint that God gives to everyone who believes and is baptized, as Jesus says in Mark 16, you claim your status as a saint, covered with the righteousness of Jesus, what can the devil do to you? Nothing. He's judged. The deed is done. One little word can fell him. Amen. We thank you for being our guests today on Christ for Us, a confessional Lutheran broadcast. We'd like to invite you to the services of our parish Sunday morning at 8:30 at St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview, Sunday morning at 10:45 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. Please tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.